This is the day that the Lord has made. This is our Feast of Feasts. This is the very reason why we are Christians. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. St. Paul said, "If the Lord had not been raised, then our faith is in vain." One of the beautiful aspects about Easter is the contrast between darkness and light. In the scriptures, at the very beginning of creation, when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. In our gospel, we heard about Mary Magdalene, a close friend of Jesus. Very early in the morning, she went to the tomb, and the day was progressing from darkness to light. Darkness is a symbol for sin and death. It represents a lack of faith. And in contrast, we can look to the light, just as we look to this Paschal candle. The light is a symbol for Christ, who is a light of the world. He is the one who scatters the darkness of sin and death. And so this light is our story. This is our salvation history. This is how God is coming to save us. And Christ tells us that our story is the victory of life over death, the triumph of light over darkness. And so on this Feast of Easter, we are going to simply focus on two aspects of the resurrection. First, why did the early Christians have a true faith that Jesus rose from the dead? We, like the early Christians, confess and believe that Jesus is truly the living God, that he is the Lord of the living, not of the dead. And so these early Christians didn't come to believe in the resurrection based on seeing an empty tomb. They were actually thinking Jesus' body was stolen. They didn't believe in the resurrection because they saw rolled up a burial cloth. These early Christians didn't even believe in the resurrection based on others saying that Jesus rose. So the reason why these early Christians actually believed in the resurrection is this. They actually met him. They encountered the living Christ. Mary Magdalene, when she looked at the empty tomb, didn't believe until she actually met Jesus. At first, she thought he was a gardener, but she was able to say, "I have seen the Lord." For the apostle Thomas, he doubted until he was standing in the upper room and saw the glorified wounds of Christ. And he said, "My Lord and my God." And so believers in the resurrection are those who have actually encountered this living one. Where in our old life can we truly say, "I have seen the Lord, my Lord and my God"? The greatest desire of our lives is to encounter him, is to grow in relationship with Jesus Christ, and he lives. Second, since Jesus is truly living, how can his resurrection reach us today? In 2006, Pope Benedict XVI gave an Easter homily and said that the resurrection can reach us in two ways, through faith and baptism. One of the ways that we can grow in faith and the resurrection comes to us is through prayer. How truly different my life is when I can at least pray once a day, "Jesus, increase my faith." Prayer is all about heart speaking to heart. My heart speaking to Jesus' heart. Christ's heart speaking to my heart. When we have that prayer each and every day, we grow in faith, and the resurrection comes to us. The resurrection also comes to us through baptism. In baptism, we enter into Jesus' death, but then his resurrection. Baptism leads us to eternal life. And so this sacrament of baptism is a way that we encounter Jesus each and every day. It's this promise to us that Jesus is with us in all things. Something unique about the Easter liturgies, like at the Easter vigil last evening, is we had baptisms. And we'll be renewing our baptismal promises shortly. So on this feast of Easter, our parish and staff of Corpus Christi want to wish you and your family a happy Easter, especially from Monsignor Schumacher, our pastor, from Father Dosh, our choir, our deacons here. We just want you to be filled with Christ's joy this day. And may you truly encounter the living Jesus. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.